Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Article 370 created ethos of violence and terrorism and obstructed development of Jammu and Kashmir. Senior Congress leader Naveen Jindal joins BJP. Bharat Biotech begins clinical trials of TB vaccine on adults. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to people on eve of Holi. Raksha Mantri celebrates Holi with soldiers in Leh. In Nigeria, around 137 out of 300 abducted children released today after over 2 weeks of captivity. And in IPL, Rajasthan Royals defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs in Jaipur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said Article 370 was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution and extending it harmed the nation. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with the Indian community in Singapore. Dr. Jaishankar said Article 370 prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh at that point.
Article 370, which was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution, by extending it, two things happened which harmed us as a nation. One, it created an ethos of separatism, of violence, of terrorism, and this became a problem for the security of the entire country. And the second, it prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh at that point of time. So today you can see the benefits of the change that have happened.
Speaking on India's relations with Russia, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that India has always had positive relations with Russia.
We should look at Russia or any country from the perspective of India. So if I do my calculation from my perspective and my experiences, I will get the answer that Russia is a country with which we have always had a positive relationship. Both India and Russia have taken that extra care to look after each other's interests. So I think we should have that confidence as we go forward.
Industrialist and former Congress MP Naveen Jindal joined the BJP at the party headquarters in New Delhi in the presence of party leaders this evening. He had announced his resignation from the Congress on social media earlier today. Talking to the media, Mr. Jindal said he's fortunate to join the party and he will work hard to serve the nation. Independent MLA from Haryana, Ranjit Singh Chautala, has also joined the BJP today. Former Indian Air Force Chief RKS Bhadauria and former YSRCP MP from Andhra Pradesh, Varaprasad Rao Velagapalli, today joined the BJP in New Delhi. They were inducted in the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur. The Congress today released another list of three candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Pratibha Dhanorkar will contest from Chandrapur Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra, while Pratap Singh Kacharias will contest from Jaipur Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. The party has fielded Murari Lal Meena in Dausa constituency in Rajasthan. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati has also announced the first list of 16 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Uttar Pradesh. The BSP candidates on the list cover all the constituencies which will go to polls in the first phase of polling. Among the 16 candidates, Muslims have been given the largest share with 7 seats, while the Dalits, the other backward classes and upper castes have been given an equal share of 3 seats each. In Bihar, the constituent of the NDA Alliance JDU today released the list of its candidates from all 16 Lok Sabha seats. Most of the nominees are sitting MPs who have again got a chance to contest the Lok Sabha elections. The sitting MPs of Sivan Lok Sabha seat Kavita Singh and Sitamarhi parliamentary constituency Sunil Kumar Pintu have been denied tickets by the party's high command. In Tamil Nadu, after sewing up a seat-sharing deal with the BJP, the Amma Makkal Munnethra Kazhagam AMMK unveiled its candidates for the seven-phase Lok Sabha elections today. AMMK General Secretary TTV Dinakaran himself will contest the Teni Lok Sabha seat, while Senthala Nathan will be the NDA's pick from Trichy. 87-year-old Nishchand Kumari, a resident of Poonch in Jammu and Kashmir, has extended her gratitude towards the Election Commission of India for its decision to introduce home ballot voting for elderly citizens. Nishchand Kumari had faced challenges in participating in the electoral process due to her age and mobility issues. With the introduction of home ballot voting, she expressed joy and relief, stating that it reaffirms her faith in the democratic system of the country. Talking to DD News, she said,
मेरा नाम निशिंत कुमारी है. मैं 70 साल से वोट डाल रही थी. पिछले साल मेरा वोट जाया हो गया. मुझे इस बात का बहुत दुख हुआ. मुझे लड़के ने बताया वो घर से आकर आपका वोट डलवाएंगे. मुझे इस बात की बहुत खुशी हुई, तो मैं इस साल वोट डालूंगी.
In Tripura, electioneering is gradually picking up, with the election machinery stepping up activities by conducting training programs for the polling staff and micro-observers. The state is going to polls in two phases, on the 19th and the 26th of April. We have more in this report from our Agartala correspondent.
The number of eligible voters for the two Lok Sabha seats in Tripura stands about 28.57 lakhs. Out of the total 1,664 polling stations in Tripura West constituency, 1,506 polling stations are located in rural areas and only 158 polling stations are in urban areas. As the state politics revolves around tribal issues, it appears to have a bearing in the current parliament elections too. One interesting feature is that even though a large section of tribal population now and then have been living in remote areas and in scattered hamlets, their participation in electoral politics has been encouraging till date. In the current political scene, it is most likely that there would be a two-cornered electoral battle between two political blocs, namely BJP-led NDA and Congress-led India Alliance. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani Samachar, Agartala.
Senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur criticized Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann for not being present in the state even when 21 people were killed after consuming spurious liquor. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said Mr. Mann, who is in Delhi, didn't utter a word about the incident, nor initiated an investigation. Mr. Thakur said the people of the country will never approve this. On Tamil Nadu Minister Anitha Radhakrishnan's objectionable remarks on PM Modi, Mr. Thakur hit out at the INDIA block and said the people of the block have lost their sanity. Bharat Biotech International Limited has said it has started clinical trials of the tuberculosis vaccine, MTB-Vac, on adults in India. This is the first vaccine against tuberculosis derived from a human source by the Spanish biopharmaceutical company Biofabri. The trials are carried out by Bharat Biotech in close collaboration with Biofabri. After completing a dose escalation trial in HIV-uninfected adults, a phase 2 study in HIV-infected adults has started in 2024 to determine whether MTB-Vac is safe in this population. The companies hope that the new vaccine will be a milestone in global vaccinology and called it an example of public-private national and international collaboration. The centre has extended the export ban on onions till further orders. The decision has been taken to increase domestic availability and to keep the prices of onions under check. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, in a notification said that prohibition on export of onions was valid till the 31st of March 2024 and will be extended until further orders. On December last year, the government had banned the export of onions. However, it allowed the export of onions to friendly countries on a case-to-case basis. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcasts at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
The festival of colours, Holi, will be celebrated throughout the country tomorrow. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of the spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colours on one another, exchange greetings, savour sweets and seek the blessings of elders. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The president said Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives. Vice President Dhankar said the festival serves as a poignant juncture for everyone to rejuvenate bonds and welcome the advent of spring. In his message, the Prime Minister said, "The festival of colors brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's life." Talking to Akashvani News, noted eye specialist and chief of RP Center at AIIMS, Delhi, Dr. J.S. Thithiyal, advised people to take preventive measures for safety of eyes and visit the hospital in case any infection arises due to harsh and toxic colors.
Holi is a festival where a lot of colors are being used. Every color is not safe. If you use goggles, that can prevent more color going inside the eye. If something goes inside the eye, you should clean your eyes with clean running tap water. If that is not there, you should use some eye drops, like lubricating drops, to clean the eyes from inside. Never rub your eyes if something is gone inside. Make sure you come to the hospital and get a checkup done.
Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today lauded the valor, determination and sacrifices of the armed forces for protecting the nation in harsh terrain and inclement weather. Addressing the soldiers in Leh after celebrating Holi with them, Mr. Singh said, "The positive commitment of the soldiers posted in high altitudes is much stronger than minus temperatures." He said every citizen is proud of the armed forces as they live far away from their families, so that we celebrate Holi and other festivals with our families peacefully.
पहाड़ों की गोद में पहाड़ों के जैसे ही अड़े होकर आप जिस तरह से देश की सुरक्षा कर रहे हैं उसके लिए मैं आप सभी को नमन करता हूं। लद्दाख हमारे भारतीयों की वीरता और शौर्य की यह राजधानी है। यह धरती भारत के पराक्रम का एक पवित्र मंदिर है।
An Indian parliamentary delegation being led by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh is attending the 148th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU in Switzerland's Geneva. The delegation attended the meetings of IPU Asia-Pacific Geopolitical Group, APG BRICS Parliamentary Coordination Forum and IPU Forum of Women Parliamentarians. In Nigeria, at least 137 of nearly 300 abducted children in the northwestern state of Kaduna were released today after over 2 weeks in captivity. The West African nation's military disclosed this. Earlier government statement had suggested that all the students were freed. The children were abducted by gunmen from the Kuriga school on the 7th of March and taken into the forest. School authorities said a total of 287 students were kidnapped during the attack, with at least 100 of them aged 12 or younger. Nigerian military spokesman Major General Edward Buba said in a statement the 137 children were rescued in Zamfara State, an enclave known for kidnappings. In Russia, the death toll from the terrorist attack at the Kroker City Hall has climbed to 133. Quoting the Russian Investigative Committee, state media TASS reported that a search operation is underway and rubble was being removed from the concert hall. Meanwhile, the Russian Embassy in India has opened an online book of condolence for people who wish to offer their condolences to the families of the victims. The online book would enable people to post healing messages or express support and sympathy for the kin of the dead in the comments section. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs at the Sawai Mansingh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur. Chasing the target of 194 runs, Lucknow could muster 173 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. For Lucknow, Nicholas Puran smashed an unbeaten 64 and 41 balls, while captain KL Rahul contributed 58 runs. In the second match of the day, Mumbai Indians have won the toss and chose to bowl against Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Gujarat were 161 for 6 in 19.1 overs when reports last came in. Tomorrow, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Article 370 created ethos of violence and terrorism and obstructed development of Jammu and Kashmir. Senior Congress leader Naveen Jindal joins BJP. Bharat Biotech begins clinical trials of TB vaccine on adults. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to people on eve of Holi. Raksha Mantri celebrates Holi with soldiers in Leh. In Nigeria, around 137 out of 300 abducted children released today after over 2 weeks of captivity. And in IPL, Rajasthan Royals defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs in Jaipur. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. Now that's all in the news at 9. Good night.